This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster, my podcast.
And this is Gog Whore.
Okay, Frank.
There's a monster in my podcast.
I knew if you did not say it, I was going to say it. So,
this is you know, the last guy we did in the last session that was like Sir not appearing in this book or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah. This guy also only has a paragraph, but he's cool.
Yes.
Like the actual the flavor text, mm-hmm. the pull quote from this is cool.
Agreed.
And this is a cool concept.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is from Weston Ochse, I believe that's how you pronounce it, a spectacle of a man. And he lives in a reverse dimension and appears and feeds on human madness through mirrors and reflections.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. I love a haunted mirror.
Yep, you see him when you're going crazy. Mm-hmm. And I love the again, just this note where it's like, you know, its head was immense. More than a dozen wide blue eyes watched him, expectant, loving, and patient. And I'm just like, man, that's good. Like, that's way scarier than like glowing with malevolence.
Yeah.
Or, you know, just like licking his lips and like, I'm going to eat you. I'm Nophthys. Yeah. You know, you're Nophthys. Like, it's way cooler that it like looks on you with love.
Yeah.
You know,
just to bring you in, like, to almost, I mean, the way it's described, the way that construction is, that caring look is enough to almost offset the horrible appearance to make you like to lull you into a false sense of, hey, this might work out for me. But no, it absolutely is not.
Other than that, he's just another god that gives you nightmares until you go insane. Yep. Once you do, you're looking in the mirror. You've been seeing Gog Whore. There, and eventually he steps out of the mirror to grab you.
Yes.
Again, incredibly cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is just a short story in its own self, basically.
Or if he attacks from a puddle, he just hopes that the blood and flesh will fall down into it, and then it is sucked into his dimension. But I love this as a great old one who hunts. It's almost like a Candyman. He's not like a Cthulhu where he's, you know, where basically he's furniture in a location. Like, he could be coming after you.
Yeah. And he's incalculably huge.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he's like, we just did one that was a planet.
Yeah.
And it wasn't incalculably huge. This one is incalculably huge. But the fact that we only ever see it, like a portion of it through reflections. Yeah. That's awesome.
I love it.
Yeah. We just see a little bit of this thing. Mm-hmm. That's really, really cool. This guy is great. I have not heard of this guy before. I didn't remember him from the first time I read through this book.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. You know, spells. I can use any it desires. go queen.
Yep.
Go slay. Slay Gog Whore.
I fucking hate that.
Slay queen. There's a, when I was at the doctor, there's a thing for sharps, like a little bucket for it, mm-hmm. called the recycling. And when the lady went over there and dropped my syringes for my vaccines in there, I said like, yes, queen, to her. And she did not like it.
This is a serious matter, sir.
Yeah, she did not care for it, but no, everyone's sick of my shit. All the jokes I make at the doctor's office, nobody likes it. I told you the first time I went to drop off urine in the thing, and it said drop off only, and I said out loud, drop off only, which I think is really funny, but nobody liked it.
That's incredible. Do you think maybe nobody they didn't it. Get it?
I don't think anyone was listening to me, which was the first
that
problem.
Can't be. What?
Yeah, that's problem one. Somebody paying attention to me. Lisa Loudmouth.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.